What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here now joined by Lisa from the Exceptional Community Hospital. I think it's just right up the street from over here, right?
It is. Yeah. You know, I do have to share a quick story. I just took my son there a few weeks ago. He had a rash on his face. And I was like, okay, if I go to the hospital, it might be a while. If I go to urgent care, like no pediatrician appointments open. So we went there like literally 5 minutes in and out. I'm not even kidding. Mm-hmm. Like, it was awesome.
That's what we take pride in, for sure.
So fast. I was like, exactly. We're like ushered back.
And exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, they knew what it was right away. We got the prescription. Like, it was just great.
I loved it. Our community hospital, we're here to serve the community 100%. And that's part of our new initiative. It's called direct bedding. Mm. So when you come into the hospital, you're taken directly back to a bed.
I didn't even have time to fill out the form.
They usually, our front staff is incredible as well. Yeah. Props to the front staff, because I don't know that I could do that.
Yeah.
They follow you back.
Yep.
They fill out your paperwork. Mm-hmm. So when you're done, you're done.
Yeah, it was super fast.
It's nice.
I know. I was like just signing my name. They're like, okay, this is what's going on. Your prescription's at Fry's. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? We're done. It was great.
Yes. And we do have a whole new team of providers that are incredible.
Okay. So, update since the last time you've been here?
Yes. Okay. Updated providers. We have had nothing but compliments on them, which is really, really great to have compliments on a doctor. Usually, we went from a 2.9 rating to a 4.1.
Whoa.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I can take no credit in it, but it has been incredible. And I want to throw out to you guys also, thank you so much for allowing us to come and speak on behalf of our trunk or treat. We had we thought maybe 50, 60. We had almost 1,500.
Whoa.
What?
Yes. And I, of course, would ask, how did you hear about this? And a lot of them said.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Global. What'd we say?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain to Art earlier.
He didn't believe us.
Worldwide radio show.
He's all, this is a small meeting.
Yeah, we're like, this meeting. This isn't a meeting.
No.
We're just hanging out.
We are millions.
We are big time. So I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
You
know,
well, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. That was
super happy for you.
So you'd mentioned, and we'll give some context. You said you couldn't take credit for it, but let everybody know your role there at the hospital.
So I am community liaison. I am kind of the voice or the face of Exceptional Community Hospital in Yuma. Mm-hmm. We are small. Mm-hmm. Anything that happens in the community, I pretty much initiate, or I try to be there, whether it's a health care fair. We now have an RN who travels with me, and we do free CPR. So if you're a business out there, even here, and you want us to come and do a small CPR class for you, this is just a workshop. This is not for
certification. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Okay.
This is just more of a personal.
Yeah.
So
at home. But like all of us, if you're in Walmart, you see someone drop, at least you'll have that knowledge on how to help until, you know, paramedics can get there. So it's invaluable.
That's good.
It's absolutely invaluable. So anybody out there listening, give me a jingle. We'll be happy to come to your offices and offer that service as a community outreach.
That's really cool.
So that's my job.
Yeah. And so what does that look like practically? So do you knock on doors and say, hey, do you need this? Or how do you let people know that you offer this?
I'm not Avon. No.
I've been very
Or Mary Kay.
Basic,
or Mary
Kay, yeah. Like, how do you let people know?
You know, mainly social media.
Social media.
This type of stuff.
Sure.
You know, I do send out emails to all larger businesses that have, you know, their insurance and need that type of stuff. Again, it's invaluable. Mm-hmm. We have I don't know if Yuma realizes, our different agencies in town that volunteer and that want to promote our community. And I'm really big on the community. So since I've taken this position, it's been about 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. Our community partnerships have grown so much. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, for our trunk or treat, I had 21 community partners out there, whether giving away free food, nothing was charged. Everything was completely free.
Wow.
But just letting the community know, you know, from medical to, you know, like TLCR, I forget, the rehab to different things.
Sure.
We had so many people out there that just wanted to promote their services.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great partnership.
Cool.
So that's how mainly I've grown. Our popularity within the community has, that's how we've gotten out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you have an event coming up. Something's pretty special. You want to let everybody know about your event?
Yeah, so we have Exceptional Community Hospital in Yuma. It's our was our three-year anniversary in August. And we are not only celebrating that, but we're also having a reaffirmation ceremony, mm-hmm. which is reaffirming our commitment to our community, mm-hmm. providing the services, you know, expanding the services that we have mm-hmm. have offered, just promising everybody in Yuma, we're here. And we're ready to serve.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I appreciate you not doing anything in August because
exactly.
it's hot. No, and I think Prison Hill Brewery Brewing Company does that. Their anniversary is mm-hmm. in the summer, I believe, or kind of close to it. But they always do something later when it gets cooler.
Yes.
Because they're smart, right?
You don't want any lawsuits, no, right? Yeah, they don't want anyone to die.
You don't want to. Yeah, right. It's too hot.
It is so hot. Know?
It is too hot.
So you guys decided you did it here. And then so this is to celebrate your 3 years here. And you said reaffirmation. So what are you doing to celebrate?
So we are having, it's more of a private celebration with just our hospital staff, community leaders, local and state officials. Mm-hmm. It's a recognition of what we have contributed to our community and our reaffirmation of what we will continue mm-hmm. to offer. Mm-hmm. One of them being compassionate care and mm-hmm. strengthening our community health. Let's go back. Our CEO noticed that Yuma was in need of more medical, more healthcare services here. That's why Yuma Exceptional Community Hospital is in Yuma, not trying to replace anything.
Yeah.
You're just adding.
We're adding, just right. adding. We're adding another choice.
Which I love.
For Yuma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, Ronnie has the testimony right
exactly.
there.
Two she times. I've taken both boys.
Twice now.
One with staples in the head,
oh
one with the rash, in and out. Of
right.
course, the staples took a little bit longer.
Sure. Sure.
They did have to staple his head back Jeez. Together.
Well,
that was like an hour, though.
What,
like,
know,
seriously, that's fast.
It is fast.
I'm glad you didn't try to staple it at your house, Ronnie.
She walks in. She's like, I'm ready.
Just get some super glue. You know, that's why I'm sitting here. I was a patient as well before I was hired.
You mentioned that.
Yeah. I was a patient as well. And so I believe in the process. It's hard to promote something when you don't believe in
That's
it, especially
right.
if you're me. If you guys know me, you know that I don't mince.
You got to be passionate.
Have to be passionate.
And I can't believe it's been 3 years. I feel like you guys just got here.
Well, yeah.
3 years is a long time.
Three years is a very long time.
It flew by.
It did. And we're very, very... thankful to the community because this is a tight-knit community, and to mm-hmm. break in on something that was so monopolized by another force
is
it's hard to get your foot in the door. But I think that our services and mm-hmm. our staff speak for themselves. And if mm-hmm. any of our staff is listening, I really mm-hmm. cannot give them enough kudos because they are incredible.
Absolutely.
You know, we're small.
Yeah.
We're small. So, you know, our big thing is, you know, treat every patient that comes through that door mm-hmm. and whoever's bringing them, they need to be treated as family.
Yeah.
Because we're small enough. We're small enough to do that mm-hmm. if you're not receiving that, mm-hmm. let me know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Let me know because that needs to be addressed because that is really big on our list. Mm. And all of our staff knows that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this 3 year, you said you're celebrating internally. Is there like going to be a ceremony for the reaffirmation or anything?
We are. We're having that this Thursday. We're having a lot of media coverage. So you are welcome to join and watch through the different news agencies.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Television. Again, a lot of our community partners have been invited.
Yeah.
Including all of
We're
you.
We're invited.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm a community partner.
You're
I like
a
this.
Community partner. Absolutely. You say, hi, Lisa. You're my community partner.
Okay, great. We're in.
Right? Yes.
We're going to high five.
So I'm going to read this. For our reaffirmation pledge, we're going to continue providing exceptional patient-centered care. Honor the trust placed in hospital by patients, their families, and community. Work hand in hand with community partners to improve health and well-being. Commit to delivering an unparalleled patient experience. Remain steadfast in its mission to provide compassionate care and exceptional service to all who walk through their doors. And this isn't just words. These are not just words.
Yeah.
These are truly expressed. If you've been there before, you will understand. Mm-hmm. It is something you walk in. Like I said, you go back to a room. Our providers, we have new providers that are absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I had a girl. I don't remember her name, but she was so great. And the guy,
probably Layla.
Maybe. I don't know. She was super sweet.
And my
son. Yeah, my son was seven. He was nervous. He was. Right. He's just naturally nervous anyway.
Sure.
So here we are in this new scary building, and he doesn't know what's on his face. And
exactly.
They made him feel very comfortable.
Yeah, as you know, part of our process too, we do Kids Cuddle Kit Closet. They're another partner. We partner with them, and as far as if we have it, if we have the means, they donate to us. Mm-hmm. And so usually when we have children come in, you know, first come, first serve basis, we give them a toy or something. So it's just, it really is a compassionate care that they're that they're offering.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
So if somebody wants to witness this reaffirmation, how do they do it?
So it's going to be on KYMA, Telemundo.
Sweet.
The newspaper's going to be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big deal.
We're a big deal.
And we're invited, so we're a big deal, too.
We're even bigger,
All right. So thank you so much for being with
thank
us.
You.
Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papageorgio from Yulee.